A plan for growing ag and forestry. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Merry Christmas. Tennessee's top agricultural leaders over this past year have put together a 10-year strategic plan for agriculture and have presented that plan to Governor Haslam. This plan looks to increase agriculture and forestry in the state by building production capacity and incentivizing the private sector. Facilitating the steering committee was Lewis Buck.
We had about 28 members of the steering committee from East Tennessee, West Tennessee, and everything in between, mostly producers. It's not the Department of Agriculture strategic plan or the Farm Bureaus or UTs. It was about incentivizing the private sector. So we had a group of producers, and we wrote a plan about how to incentivize those producers or how to build our capacity to produce.
Lewis Buck says they've looked at practically every aspect of the ag and forestry industry over the past year as part of the strategic plan, from conventional to non-conventional ways of improving the rural economy.
We always hear about land and water and capital, but we heard a lot about natural resources, including natural gas on the plateau. We looked at success stories, and they tended to be regional, like Cates Landing in West Tennessee. So you'll see more local and county emphasis in this plan, and a lot about natural resources.
Lewis Buck says the challenge from Governor Haslam to the steering committee was to make Tennessee the number one state in the Southeast in the growth and development of agriculture and forestry. And while that doesn't happen overnight, getting that message out about this industry's importance is part of the plan.
But part of what's in this is take a different look of how we tell our story. We hope to be in a few years as good with ag in the boardroom as we are now with ag in the classroom. So it's a lot about numbers and getting our story told with numbers as well as pictures so that we can attract resources and have return on investment like business executives like this governor look for.
And we wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.